The Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents Mitchell Ryan and Salome Jens in I Can't Remember Anything by Arthur Miller. The time is now. We are in Leo's combination living room kitchen in a nondescript little wooden house on a country back road. A wood-burning stove is near a handmade plywood dining and drawing table. There are some folding and wicker chairs, benches, and a lumpy couch. At the big table, Leo is carefully lettering with a marker pen on a piece of cardboard, a newspaper open at his elbow. There are patches on his denim shirt and pants. Leonora enters through the front door. She is a large woman who opens her long, many-colored woolen shawl and shakes it out as she sits in a chair not far from him.
Well, you might at least look up.
I saw you.
That's a greeting, isn't it? I saw you.
I've got chicken again.
I don't care. Everything tastes the same to me anyway. May I have my colored water?
Oh, that's a nice name for bourbon. It's over there.
Thank you.
You always have to pour it twice.
Because I have to see whether it's enough or too much.
But it's never too much. It's always too little.
May I have some water?
There's some in there.
I see that. May I have it?
You certainly may. I see you bashed in your new car.
It's what I said the last time. They are placing these light poles too close to the road.
The light poles are the same distance they have always been.
Well, they're not. But there's no use arguing about it.
Maybe you ought to forget about driving under certain conditions.
Oh, there's simply no use talking to you.
Not about the distance of light poles to the road, there isn't.
I got this package in the mail this morning. It's from Lawrence.
It might be one thing if you could be sure to kill yourself, but you're liable to end up crippled or blind or killing somebody else. Then what?
Oh, what's the use?
Where is Lawrence?
In Sri Lanka, apparently.
Is he still in that monastery or where the hell it is?
It's not a monastery. It's one of those retreats, I think. But I can never finish reading one of his letters. He just goes on and on and on until I fall asleep. You know, you are almost out of whiskey.
I know. I couldn't get to the store today. Isn't there enough for you?
What about you?
I haven't touched whiskey in at least a year since I got my arthritis. Hadn't you noticed?
Well, I was just trying to be polite.
That bottle was full day before yesterday, just to remind you.
Oh, you've had guests?
No, just you.
Well, what's the difference?
By the way, if you come in here one night and I'm dead, I want you to call Yale New Haven Hospital, and not this, whatever you call him, mortician. What's his name in town?
What good is a hospital if you're dead, for God's sake?
I just finished making arrangements for them to take my organs.
Really?
For research. So call Yale New Haven. This mortician here used to have a Nixon bumper sticker.
What do you expect they'll find from your organs?
Why? My organs aren't good enough.
But I should imagine they would want people with some interesting disease. All you've got is arthritis. Aside from that, you'll probably die in perfect health.
Well, I might get something.
Where, for heaven's sake, you never go anywhere but the post office or the grocery store.
I go to the gas station.
The gas station? What do you expect to pick up at the gas station?
I don't know. Gas disease.
Gas disease.
Ah, this is another one of those conversations.
Well, I certainly didn't start it.
This sign I just made is the Yale New Haven phone number, see? I'm going to tack this number over the phone.
But I'll certainly be dead before you.
In case you're not dead, and you walk in here, and there I am with my eyes crossed and my tongue hanging
out. Oh, stop that, for God's sake.
Well, that's how you look when you have a stroke.
There's nothing in that paper, is there?
Yes, a few things.
Well, don't tell it to me. It's all too horrible.
I wasn't going to tell it to you. You want rice?
I hate rice. Why are you being so difficult, Leo?
Me? I'm the one who invited you to have rice, for Christ's sake.
I can't for the life of me figure out why I haven't died.
Well, maybe it'll come to you.
I used to believe as a girl. I mean, we were taught to believe that everything has its purpose. You know what I'm referring to.
My mother was the only atheist in Youngstown, Ohio. She never talked about things having purposes.
Well, in New England, you tended to believe those things. But what purpose have I got? I'm totally useless to myself, my children, my grandchildren, and the one or two people I suppose I can still call my friends who aren't dead.
Then why don't you stop being useless?
Well, how can I stop being useless? For God's sake, if a person is useless, she is useless.
Then do something. Why don't you take up the piano again?
The piano?
Oh, come on now, for Christ's sake. You used to play Mozart and Chopin and all that stuff. You can't tell me you don't remember playing the piano, Leonora.
I don't know where I'd ever begin to thing like that.
Well, the accordion, then.
What? I never played the accordion in my life.
Except for 30 or 40 people dancing on the grass and everybody pissed to the gills and Frederick banging on a soup pot and a big salami tied between his legs.
Really? A salami?
Sure. And a pair of oranges waving it around at the women.
Sometimes I think I remember something, but then I wonder if I just imagined it. My whole life often seems imaginary. It's very strange.
I know something you could kill time with.
There is nothing. I don't even have the concentration to read anymore. Sometimes I wonder if I'm imaginary.
Why don't you try to get people to donate their organs to Yale New Haven? You could just sit at home with the phone book and make calls.
You mean I'm to telephone perfect strangers and ask them for their organs?
Well, it's important. They really need organs.
Where do you get these ideas?
Oh, I tell you, I just wish I had your health.
Something is burning.
Oh, Christ, it's the right chair. Let me get
it. No, don't get up. Here, I'll do it.
Yes. Take it off the stove.
Oh, it looks terrible. You can't eat this.
Well, I'm just using it up. I have salad. It'll be enough.
You have only one plate out.
Oh. I must have got distracted. I think somebody phoned when I was setting the table. Who the hell was that now?
Perhaps you don't want me to dinner.
Oh, get a plate, will you? They're right up there in the cabinet.
Oh, good heavens, after all these years, I know where the plates are.
I'm having some bread. You don't want any, though.
Bread? I haven't eaten bread in a decade.
You ate some last week. That girl brought me from the nature store.
I can't remember anything.
Yes, you did. You ate three slices.
I can't have eaten three slices of bread.
You did, though.
I simply cannot remember anything at all. Oh, do you mean that young girl with the braids?
Uh-huh.
The one with the lisp? She's quite pretty.
Oh, she's some doll.
Doll? I never understood your attraction for these women when you really don't like women at all.
I like women. I just don't like dumb women.
Oh, is she clever?
She's writing a master's thesis on reoccurrence. That's a mathematical principle.
Well.
Yes, but you couldn't understand anything like that. You could talk to that girl about something.
I don't recall you being so intellectually particular in the old days.
I used to drink a lot more in the old days.
Oh, I see. And now that you can't drink, you discuss mathematics? And you're also doing crossword puzzles?
Who was the president of France when the war started?
Oh, good God, how should I know?
Well, you were living there then, weren't you?
Yes, but nobody ever knows who the president of France is.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known anyway.
Well, I certainly would have known if it was of any importance.
No, you wouldn't. I think it begins with a P.
I hate crossword puzzles. They do nothing but add triviality to the boredom of existence. President of France. Before the war, no one cared who the president was. It's not like being the president of the United States.
Well, everybody knows that, for Christ's sake.
You don't. You don't even know anything about France.
Could it be Poincaré?
Poincaré? It's Poincaré.
Well, Poincaré.
I believe that Poincaré was prime minister at some point, but not president. Why do you ask me questions like that? I can't remember anything political. Will they take out your brain, too?
I guess so. For sweetbreads.
Oh, why do you say things like that?
And my liver with onions.
This rice really is quite good. Is that thyme?
Rosemary.
Oh, I mean rosemary. I simply can't keep anything straight.
You used to use a lot of rosemary.
Did I?
On Jigo. You had a wonderful touch with any kind of lamb. You always had it nice and pink and just enough well done at the ends. And the best bread I ever ate.
Really?
You don't remember Frederick holding the bread to his chest? And that way he had of pulling the knife across it and handing it out piece by piece to the people at the table?
Well, What difference does it make?
I don't know. It's just a damn shame to forget all that. Your lamb always had absolutely clear pink juice, like rosé wine. And the way you did string beans, just exactly medium hard. Those were some great dinners.
Were they?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed them. To me, when I do think of anything like that, it's like some page in a book I once read. Don't you often forget what you've read in a book? What earthly difference does it make?
But it's not a book. It's your life, kiddo.
Yes, well, so what? Look at these millions of people starving to death all over the place. Does anyone remember them? Why should I remember myself any more than I remember them?
Well, it's not the same.
Naturally. That's because you come from Central Ohio.
What the hell has that got to do with it?
In Central Ohio, everything always turns out for the best.
Youngstown doesn't, for your information, happen to be in Central Ohio.
Well, it might as well be.
Well, I have work to do tonight.
I won't stay. I'll just sit here for a bit and look out the window. Is that all right?
Sure.
Here, let me help with the plates.
No, I'll do it. What did Lawrence send?
Oh!
Oh, another record, oh Christ.
He never sent me a record before.
Sure he did, about 3 years ago. The goddamn Indian music, it was horrible.
Oh, yes, I remember now. It was wonderful for a certain mood.
Sounded like a bunch of cats locked in a toilet.
Oh, what do you know about music, for heaven's sake? Oh, he sent me a note, and I don't have my glasses. Would you be kind enough to read it for me?
Dear Mother, this one is quite different. Let me know how you like it. My group has been invited to play in New Delhi. Isn't that terrific? Love, Lawrence.
Well, that's short and sweet, isn't it? After 3 years, did you say?
Wait, there's a P.S. P.S., Myra and I have decided to separate. You'll be glad to hear.
Moira? Who's Moira?
Sounds like somebody he married. And I hope the hell you're not going to play that thing in here.
I have no intention of playing it here or anywhere since my machine has been broken for at least 5 or 6 years. Oh, when did it all begin getting so vile, do you know? Are you working at something?
I promised my friend Bokum I would check out some of his calculations that he's made on the new bridge in town.
I didn't even know there was an old bridge.
Across the river. You drive over it half a dozen times a week.
Oh, that one. Strange. I never think of that as a bridge.
What do you think of it as?
I don't know. Just the road. Are you going to rebuild it?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just checking Bokum's numbers. Ah, God. Everything keeps slipping out of my head. I used to be able to do this stuff in 20 minutes. Now I can't calculate by the damn.
Well, now you know what I mean.
That was one thing I admired about Frederick. He never once slowed down mentally.
Didn't he?
Oh, for Christ's sake. You remember whether he slowed down mentally, don't you?
Well, I'm sorry if it irritates you.
It doesn't irritate me. I just don't think you ought to be forgetting that, that's all. The man was as sharp as a tack to the last minute.
You know, I could criticize you, too, if I wished to.
Well, go ahead.
I won't bother. By the way, I am never going back to your dentist.
Neither am I. I'm sorry I recommended him.
What gets into you? You are forever sending me to doctors and dentists who are completely incompetent. That man nearly killed me with his drill. Why do you do that?
I don't know. He seemed okay for a while.
It was the same thing with that awful plumber and that idiotic man who fixed the roof and left me in a downpour. I think there's something the matter with you. You get these infatuations with an individual, and just when you've got everybody going to them, you stop going.
He just seemed like a nice guy. I don't know.
He seriously wanted to pull out all my teeth.
Did he? Son of a bitch.
Well, he actually pulled all yours, didn't he?
Well, not all.
But all the front ones.
He didn't like my gums.
And you allowed him to pull out all your front teeth?
Well, he seemed okay. I liked him.
Yes, you certainly did. May I have another? All it is a little color for conviviality. I saw the most beautiful young deer today, near the waterfall, so she couldn't hear me until my car was right next to her. She turned to me, and there was such a look of surprise. I felt ashamed. Imagine how frightening we must be to them, and how we must stink when they feed on nothing but grass and green things, and we are full of dead chickens and rotting cow meat.
You know, it's Frederick's birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Why do you look at me like that? I simply didn't think of it. I never think of anything. I just drive around the countryside and look at the trees. I don't see what's wrong with that. I love the trees. They're strong and proud, and they live a long time. And I love them very much. Everything is so awful, Leo. Really and truly. This is not the same country.
You don't have to convince me. I've been a communist all my life, and I still am. I don't care what they say.
I believe you really are, aren't you? And why not? You've always given everything you have away. It's your finest trait. But I think... Were we in Russia once?
Sure we were. About 20 years ago.
All I remember is that it was all perfectly dreadful.
Well, you were rich.
Oh, by the way, I got some papers in my bag. The lawyers say I ought to give away a lot more. Would you look at these? I've been meaning to bring them all week.
Jesus, they really got your name down. I don't know anything about these organizations. Christ, here's the Baptist mission to Pakistan.
Good God. There's something there for African relief, isn't there?
Now, you sent them something last time, didn't you?
But there are so many of those children. Would 5,000 seem too much? I'd like it to matter.
If that's what you want, go ahead.
Except that I read some of the money never gets there. It's stolen, they say.
I don't know what to tell you.
How terrible it is. In the old days, I never once thought of someone stealing money we donated to. Like the Spanish Republicans, for instance. Did you?
Well, people believed in something those days.
But what do they have to believe? It's just common decency, or is that stupid to say? Tell me honestly, wasn't there something more precious about human life before, let's say, before the war?
Maybe. Although not in Ohio. I mean, my father died drunk in the entrance of a coal mine. The other guys just forgot he was there and came back the next morning. He'd froze to death. Just croaked.
Oh, why do you use that language?
Hey, it'll be dark in a few minutes. You're going to have to drive that car.
I am perfectly fine. May I have what's left?
Well, if that's what you want, sure.
Have you ever seen that raccoon again?
Which raccoon?
The one who stole your hamburgers off the outdoor griddle.
Oh, him. Yeah, he comes by occasionally, although not for a couple of weeks now.
I will never forget your description of how he tossed the hot hamburger from one paw to another to cool it off.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you describe him? Like a chef in a fur coat.
Well, he looked kind of annoyed, you know, like a French chef. I haven't seen him around for quite a while, though. Probably got shot by now.
Why don't they leave those poor animals alone?
Well, for one thing, the deer are ruining the apple trees.
Well, maybe that is what they're supposed to be doing. Would you like to be shot because you ate something?
It's your birthday, too, of course. Happy birthday. I guess there's no reason not to tell you. I still miss him. He was the greatest man I ever met in my life.
Was he?
Yes, he was. It's over 10 years, and I don't think a day goes by I don't hear his laugh or his nasal voice. God, he had common sense.
He shouldn't have died first, Leo.
I know. Listen, just in case you come in here some night and find me dead, I think he'd have wanted you to live. I'm sure of that, kiddo.
We were married just a month over 45 years. That's a very long time, Leo.
But even so...
One can't just skip off and start over again.
You're 12 years older than me, and you've got more life in you than I have. Christ's sake, you hardly look 65, if that. You might have 10 more years to go yet.
Oh, God help me.
How about taking a trip somewhere? Maybe find somebody to go along with you.
Everybody is dead. Don't you realize that? Everybody except you.
It doesn't seem possible. All those hundreds of people that used to come to your parties. 3 days later, they'd all still be sleeping in the flower beds or out in their cars.
All dead.
Well, they can't all be.
Oh, for God's sake, Leo, the last party must have been at least 15 years ago. There's something the matter with you. You are not growing old or something.
How about Asia? You've never been to Asia.
You are getting worse than I am. When Frederick did that Ganges bridge, we were 6 months with the Maharaji.
Maybe you could visit him.
Oh, good heavens. He was nearly 70, 20 years ago. Anyway, I hated it there, all that bowing and scraping and those poor elephants. And everyone telling you nothing but lies. And besides, those people were Frederick's friends, not mine. All our friends were his.
Even so, Frederick was absolutely nuts about you, Leonora. You can't ever forget that.
Of course, I'm not talking about that. The very first time we met.
On the train, wasn't it?
Of course. To California for one of his bridges there. And he found my mother alone in the dining car and said, "Your daughter has the finest backside I have ever seen."
She wasn't scandalized?
Why? It's a complimentary thing to say, isn't it? Besides, she was still headmistress of the Boston College for Women.
So?
So? Well, she had plenty of means of comparison.
See now? You remember all that.
Well, that was so long ago it hardly matters. I want to ask you something personal, may I? Well, may I?
What?
Why do you pretend that you aren't discouraged?
Well, I'm not as down on everything as you are, but...
But why can't you just admit that it's all nothing? You know it's nothing, Leo.
What's nothing?
Why, our lives, the whole damn thing. That's what's so irritating. You simply refuse to... I mean, you go on and on reading that stupid newspaper with the same vileness every day, the same brutality, the same lies.
Well, I'd like to know what's happening.
But nothing is happening, excepting that it keeps getting worse and more brutal and more vile.
What the hell are you getting so angry about if I read the newspaper?
Because after 30 or 40 or whatever goddamn awful number of years it is, you are still a sort of strangeness to me. I ought to know you by now, oughtn't I? Well, I don't. I don't know you, Leo.
Well, what would you like to know?
Every evening I feel the same condescension from you. Well, you know perfectly well that it is all continually getting worse.
Listen, I'm depressed, too.
No, you are not depressed. You just try to sound depressed. But in the back of your mind, you are still secretly expecting heaven knows what incredible improvement just over the horizon.
I still don't understand what you are trying to get at.
This country is being ruined by greed and mendacity and narrow-minded ignorance. And you go right on thinking there is some hope somewhere. And yet you really don't, do you? But you refuse to admit that you have lost your hope. That's exactly right, yes? It's this goddamn hopefulness when there's no hope. That is why you are so frustrating to sit with.
The trouble with you is you don't understand science.
Science? I'm asking you for your truthful opinion about your life. What has that got to do with science, for God's sake?
Well, I don't think I'm as important as you think you are.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
I never accomplished anything much except...
Why? You helped Frederick immensely for more than 20 years, wasn't it? And you taught so many students?
Well, the thing is, I figure I've done what I could do, more or less, and now I'm going back to being a chemical. All we are is a lot of talking nitrogen, you know.
Oh, talking nitrogen!
And phosphorus and some other elements, about $2 worth if you discount inflation. So if you're wondering why you're alive, maybe it's because you are, that's all. And that's the whole goddamn reason. Maybe you're so nervous because you keep looking for some reason, and there isn't any.
It's not that, Leo.
I know.
What do you know?
Frederick was your life. And now there's nothing.
So, if I told you how unimportant I think I am, I might disappear in thin air, like a speck of dust on the nose of a mouse.
Okay. Well, I've got to work.
I don't even remember why we started talking about this.
That's better than me. I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Oh, dear, dear.
I finally went to the doctor on Monday.
Really? What for?
What for? For Christ's sake, you know I've been feeling terrible.
Well, you're always so healthy, I forgot.
I haven't been healthy at all. I haven't been sleeping, and I'm nerved up all the time.
Oh?
Yes. He looked me over thoroughly, then he sat me down and gave me a long talk. He really goes into things. I never knew he was practically a psychiatrist.
Oh, is he?
He says I'm under tension. High tension. The medicine isn't bringing my pressure down anymore. So he asked me if there's anything making me tense.
Oh?
And I said yes. Yes, there was, and that's what I want to talk to you about, Leonora.
Talk to me?
I'd be more relaxed if you didn't, you know, come over quite so often. That's what I've been wanting to tell you. Not that you're not welcome, but you come for breakfast and you don't leave till 10 or so, and then dinner again. Well, it used to be 5, now it's 3:30, sometimes 2 in the afternoon. And it makes me nervous. Every single day like this. I've been trying to hint around about it, but it's my health now. And I just have to ask you not to come over more than maybe once or twice a week, okay? I'm an old man now. I mean, I just am. I can't start up a whole new life around another person in this house all the time. I mean, after Frederick died, it was a question of easing you out of the shock for a few months, which I was more than happy to do. But the years are going by, and you...
My friends all died.
I know that. But I'm an old man, Leonora, very old. And you upset me being here practically all day long, so I have to just tell you, okay? I'm very serious about this.
Could I play just one of Lawrence's records? My machine really is broken.
Okay. A minute, that's all.
Am I wrong? Didn't you and I dance once?
Once?
More?
Okay, forget it.
Oh, of course.
Christ, there must have been a couple of hundred nights when I'd come over and just the three of us would play records and Frederick and I would take turns dancing with you because you never got tired. And we'd drink a dozen bottles of wine and he had that fantastic French corkscrew.
I think I still have that corkscrew.
That's nothing but a samba, isn't it? Sure, it's just a plain old-fashioned samba. You dancing, for Christ's sake?
Yes! Musica maestro!
That sure as hell not Indian music. Maybe he decided to stop wasting his time and start playing human music.
Yes, he does what is in him to do. Just like you and everyone else. Until it all comes to an end. Well, thank you for dinner. Shall I come by for breakfast? Is something wrong?
Now, you do remember what I was saying to you. Don't tell me that you don't remember that.
What do you mean? Oh, that. You mean I am never to come back?
I didn't say never. I said once or twice a week.
Well, wasn't that wonderful of you? I will never set foot in this house again.
Wait! You can't drive like this.
I certainly can. It's only a few hundred yards. Why are you so stupid?
Maybe stay tonight. It's awfully dark out. I don't even think there's a moon.
Are you blind, too? The moon happens to be right there.
That's my outside lamp, for Christ's sake. Will you stay the night or not?
I certainly will not.
Then go, will you? Good night. Maybe you ought to call me when you get home.
Call you? Why, for God's sake? It'd only be a relief to you and everyone else, wouldn't it? It certainly would be to me. Oh, my God, imagine not having to wake up tomorrow. What a dear, dear blessing. Oh, well, Leo, I hope you recover soon. But wouldn't it be funny if I turned out not to be the cause of your tension after all? If it's simply that you are a stupid, stupid old man.
Good, good. At goddamn last, call me stupid, you idiot. Don't you know there's nothing between us? I did it for him, that's all, because of his greatness. Because he was my friend and he made me feel like somebody, which any woman would know if she wasn't so dense. You've got no demands on me. You're nothing to me, nothing. And now, thank God, it's over. Frederick, it's over. Okay, good night. Good night. What's that? Oh, now, Leonora. Leonora! You certainly do remember what I said tonight. But you do, dear. You remember every goddamn thing you ever heard since the year one. All right. All right, then. Listen. Listen! Listen! Will you listen to me, Leonora? The doctor said to me today, he said that I am very tense. He asked me if I had any idea why. If there was some anxiety happening in my life, and I said, yes, there was. I said, there was this woman who meant absolutely nothing to me, but who kept coming by. What? The doctor said to me today that I am very tense, and whether I had any idea why.
You have heard I Can't Remember Anything by Arthur Miller. Leonora was played by Salome Jens, Leo by Mitchell Ryan. I Can't Remember Anything was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded at the production room, Santa Barbara, California. Post-production, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.